and wise, and therefore were listened to by the people. They could argue and persuade the group, but they could not command them. When each a man was receiving gift from the Mexican, he naturally did not want to fight, so he could beg his following to go elsewhere for their ruin and advise Spanish. Several prominent Navajo were paid by the Spanish in this way. The most important was Antonio L. Pinto. Antonio the Sprinkle, who was made a general in the Spanish army. He kept the Navajo at peace with Spanish through the late 1700s, and he even got them to supply Scott for the Spanish army. He died in 1800. 3 years after his death came the event which made the Navajo into deadly enemy of Spanish. So began a war which lasted for 60 years. A party of Spanish horsemen were making a slave run into Cannon de Chelly. This was in the winter, when slaves run into Navajo country were already a common thing. Of course, they were not called slaves run. Slavery had been forbidden by the Spanish. Crowd set 1530, and years after years, there had been new laws in the same subject. Still, the white and new Spanish were included. All of New Mexico need serving. There were few paid servants to be had for all who come to New World want to be master and make their own fortune. So the best way to get help and horse and fuel was to go on a run against the troublesome Indian. If some of these were captured and taken home to work in the Spanish household, that was only proper. It was even a favor to the Indian through the Spanish, since they were brought up to go to church and learn civilized way. The Indian did not agree. They were likely to make expedition on their own account when they capture Spanish children and bring them home to talk to Navajo flock. Still up to this fateful winter, Antonio de Sprinkle had been able to keep the peace fairly well. There had not been many rooms on either side, and efficiently on other Spanish and the Navajo were at peace. Then came the evil day when Lieutenant Nokoban led his party of horsemen into the famous canyon. It happened that no Navajo men were there at the time. They too had gone on a run. But before leaving, they had taken the women and children to a shelter high on the wall of that branch of the canyon. The place should have been safe enough. Its floor stretched in under an overhanging rock, and in front of it was a nature rock. People standing behind this parapet could not be seen from below. And there the Navajo women and children sits laughing to themselves as they watched the Spaniards pass. No Spaniards had guessed that there were Indians anywhere near, and that joke was too good to keep. One woman, who they said had been herself a slave of the Spaniards, leaned over the wall as the horsemen strode away. "There go the man without eye," she jeered, and the Spaniards heard her. The secret was given away. The horsemen turned back, ready to capture and kill. The cave was high, and the climb up to it was different, so the Spaniards did not try it. Instead, they climbed another high rock from which they could shoot across. Even so, that low rock wall was between them and the Shinshin Navajo, so they fired at the curved circle. The bullet hit it and bounced back, struck the woman and children where they hung. Finally, the Spaniards ventured to climb up and finish the rest of the Navajo tops. No one knows how many were killed that day, but the skeleton lay thick on the cave floor for years afterward. No wonder the cave is called Massacre Cave in the canyon, Dead Man Canyon. All know that skeletons were there, and no Navajo cared to enter it. Only a few years ago, a white man, Sam Day, climbed up to find the bone and the mark left on the rock by the bullet. The shooting in Dead Man Canyon in the peace between Spaniards and Navajo. In vain did Spaniards try to bribe the Navajo leader with gifts of flume, rubber, tobacco, mirror, glass beads, skilled handkerchief, and stamped metal. Headman were often the title of captain and given silver hand crown as prince of office, like the kings given to the pueblo, but set the Navajo afterward. No sooner was one of our men given the title of captain than he was killed. Sometimes they were killed by frightened Spanish, and sometimes by Pueblo Indians who were frightened too. The Navajo was getting much too powerful. Some Navajo came to their old friend at Hemes to make a treaty with the Spanish. The Hemes Indian killed them later. The same thing happened. No wonder the recent of New Mexico, Arizona, and other territory were afraid. The Navajo were spreading over the whole country. They were crowding up past Mott Taylor and Blue Water toward Hopi and Zuni. The Spanish fought them in 1819 and make a treaty whereby they must remain east of Blue Water and respect Hopi's right. But the Navajo of these days never thought that treaties with the white mean anything. They made them in the spring, the Spanish said, so that they could have time to tend to the crop. Wherein they start fighting again. These does not mean that the Navajo went to war as a whole nation. They never did that, nor in fact did any American Indian in early days. The ruling party were little communist group got up by some man who wants sheep, slave, and horse. He need these things, for no man could get a bride until he present horse to her father. So young men went out to make their fortune by raining, just as today they might start a business. People in many other nations had done the same, and some white America today tell story about how Scots ancestor ruined the English and stole cattle. In fact, ruining has been in almost every country. In early time, before the government was settled, Navajo boys were educated for running and fighting, just as today they may be educated for job. Training began when they were 7 or 8 years old. Then a boy father or uncle could wake him early in the morning, calling, "Wake up, be living. If you are not up early, the enemy will come and kill you while you sleep." Boys had to take long run, roll in the snow, and dip into the ice water. As they grew older, they took runs at noon when the sun was hot. Later still, they were given sweat baths and make it vomit puffled them.